Now, what's the difference between pornography and erotica? Mitzi Sozzarto is an author of erotic literature, and she's on the line. Good afternoon, Mitzi.
Hello, Sean.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Ah, not bad. When you were first starting out as a writer, was it erotica you wanted to write, or how did you get into that particular genre?
I actually fell into it by accident. I was writing some mainstream fiction and kind of running into not too much good luck. And I got a random idea from a chance meeting with another writer, and it just sort of started me off, really.
Mm. And what was it that seemed attractive about it at the time?
I was familiar with the genre, but I'd actually been more familiar with the classics, you know, the Victorian novels and that very, very, you know, more literary style of writing. And I guess it just stayed with me, and I thought I'd give it a go and, you know, see where it went. And obviously it went somewhere.
Because is it a sort of writing that, is it, if you like a thriller, for instance, that people who like thrillers and read thrillers, therefore there's a market of people who read erotica all the time?
Well, yes, of course there is. But I mean, I think in a way like thriller, the genre of the thriller, there's many subgenres. And I think in erotic fiction, that's also the same. You have lots of sectors. You've got people who are maybe looking at it perhaps as a, you know, kind of a spice up my love life thing. And then there's people who are just looking for something engaging, good stories with a bit of steam to them. So you've got lots of different things going on and a lot of different interests, really.
Could you give us a few examples of what would be very well-known works of erotica?
Of course, Lady Chatterley, which, you know, sparked a whole lot of controversy many, many years ago. Mm. N.A.S. Nin's books, which were written, I think around the middle of the 20th century. Henry Miller gets classified in that area.
Right.
And, of course, that was sort of a famous court case in America as well. In a way, I think the label is sort of misapplied, because there's a lot of contemporary mainstream fiction that is probably as explicit, if not more so, than any book that's classified as erotica.
Mm. Because, it is a difficult one, because you can have a story that has, if you like, erotic content in it, but that isn't necessarily what the story is about.
Exactly, and that's sort of what I'm aiming for. I'm more interested in the story, and the eroticism is a bit of steam that kind of keeps things going. It's the human interest thing. It's obviously a part of life, and it goes into the story. There's much more to it than that. It's not as one-dimensional as just, you know, just basically a sex story.
Mm. But, of course, even calling it erotica makes people think it's a sex story.
Precisely, which is one of the reasons why I'm always banging on about the label, and I wish we could kind of get rid of this label.
you're stuck now.
I know I'm stuck, I know, but I guess I keep mouthing off about it, so people who know about me kind of figure it's maybe going to be somewhat different than what they expect.
Mm. Now, the thing is, of course, and I suppose this has got something to a degree got to do with perception. If somebody comes, you know, a writer writes a book, a reader comes and reads that book, and then a third thing is created between the interaction of the reader and the writer. And if somebody comes to a work of erotica just looking for the dirty bits, then it's just pornography, isn't it?
I think if they're really just interested in that, they can go rent a video. It's a lot easier than actually having to pick up a book and make some effort to reading it, you know. But, you can get a Philip Roth novel and you know, there's some stuff in there that's quite hair-raising, you know, that would make me blush, so.
Yes. It's just like Philip Roth's last three novels have basically got to do with old men who can't do it anymore fantasizing about young ones, which would, you know, make anybody blush.
Didn't he start out that way with Portnoy's Complaint?
it's
the young man, the opposite kind of thing.
My general impression that the difference between erotica and pornography, and staying in the realm of written realm, if you like, that pornography is like the mechanics of it. Erotica is about much more than that.
Exactly. I mean, pornography is very one-dimensional, and it doesn't really engage all the senses. And any kind of good storytelling should engage all the senses, regardless of whether it's, quote, erotica. And, the eroticism is an element that is more seductive. You know, you're seducing the reader rather than basically banging them on the head with a concrete block, you know? Mm.
Would it be fair to say that perhaps erotica is actually what women like? porn is what men like. I know that's a terrible, crass generalization, but...
Yes, I know. A lot of people keep saying that, and I don't really think it's true, because, I mean, I have a lot of male readers, and so clearly they're interested in what I'm doing. And there's a lot of women who are interested in pornography. So, you know, I think it's just really easy to assume these things, but it's probably not accurate.
Mm. How far can you go, though, in with erotica, or is there any limit to how far you can go?
There is a limit, because publishers often place limitations on the actual content. I mean, because you've got a label that says erotica, there's sort of red flags and taboos that you can't do. And I think that's also to do with possible litigation, because, you know, you do have a lot of people who are willing to place blame all over the place and say, oh, I read that, and look what I did after I read it. So, I mean, there's certain taboos. You know, incest is a taboo, underage sex is a taboo, obviously bestiality is a taboo. And oddly enough, you put all this stuff in mainstream fiction, nobody blinks.
Yes.
It's acceptable.
Yeah, but,
well, in a way.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, none of those things that you've listed, I don't think any reasonable person would consider to be particularly erotic anyway.
No, I know, but I mean, it's just sort of obvious things that you cannot write about, which you obviously could write about if you're doing, you know, more mainstream fiction. You could address these subjects.
And is there a link between erotica and romance, or, you know, an emotional connection, or... are they not necessarily linked?
You know, it all depends on the story, but I do believe the tendency is getting a lot more toward the romantic element. I mean, for instance, the women's romance market has gone heavily into the erotic romances now, you know, as opposed to what, say, Dame Barbara Cartland used to write, you know, very, very tame stuff. But, I mean, you know, it all, again, depends on the actual story and what you're trying to achieve with that story. But we would hope we could remember that romance is tied in here somewhere.
That would be indeed nice
to have, yeah.
Barry says, this is a listener, Barry says, in erotica you use the feather, in porn you use the whole chicken.
Exactly, I've heard that, but that's quite true.
I put all sorts of pictures in my mind I wish weren't there.
We don't want that, yeah.
And actually, another text makes a fairly good point. There's an awful lot of the kind of vampire books, now it's kind of in the teen area really, but vampire books and vampire films, there's a distinct erotic element to that, even if it is an unfulfilled desire.
Oh, absolutely so, and actually, if you've ever read the original, you know, Bram Stoker's Dracula, there's some very erotic scenes in there. They're not necessarily, you know, the usual sex scenes, but there's a lot of eroticism with that whole, seduction of the woman and drinking her blood and all of these things. You'd be surprised.
And in for erotic literature, is it still suffering to a certain extent that people just think, well, that's just dirty books?
You know, it's something that I've really been trying to enlighten people about, that it isn't. I mean, as I say, there's lots of different sectors within the erotica market, and some of it could be very, very top shelfish, but a lot of it isn't. And I just say, you know what, the proof is in the pudding. Go look at the books and judge them individually and make up your mind.
Mitzi, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Mitzi Saretto. She's an erotic author, or an author of erotica. I'm sure she's very erotic herself. Anyway, here's Tara with the news.